Texte numéro 57. Linguistic Follies. In recent years, Brussels has been a fine place to observe the irresistible rise of English as Europe's lingua franca. For native speakers of English who are lazy about learning languages, Brussels has become an easy place to work. English is increasingly audible and visible in this charming Belgian city, and rampant in the concrete and glass European quarter. Start in the European district, where to the sound of much grinding of French and German teeth, the expansion of the European Union has left English not just edging ahead of the two other working languages, but in a position of utter dominance. The Union now boasts 27 members and 23 official languages, but the result has been the opposite of a new Tower of Babel. Only grand meetings boast interpreters. At lower levels, it turns out, when you put officials from Berlin, Bratislava, Bucharest and Budapest in the same room, English is the easiest option. Is this good for Europe? It feels efficient, but being a native English speaker also seems to confer an unfair advantage. It is far easier to argue a point in your mother tongue. It is also hard work for even the best non-native speakers to understand other non-native versions of English, whereas it is no great strain for the British or Irish to decipher the various accents. François Grin, a Swiss economist, argues that Britain enjoys hidden transfers from its neighbours worth billions of euros a year, thanks to the English language. He offers several reasons, starting with spending in Britain on language teaching in schools, which is proportionately lower than in France or Switzerland. Britain profits from teaching English to foreigners, but even here a backlash is starting, led by linguists with close ties to European institutions and governments. They argue that the rush to learn English can sometimes hurt business by making it harder to find any staff who are willing to master less glamorous European languages. English is all very well for globe-spanning deals, suggests Mr. Baytens Beardsmore, a Belgian academic and advisor on language policy to the European Commission. But across much of the continent, firms do their business with their neighbours. Dutch firms need delivery drivers who can speak German to customers, and vice versa. Belgium itself is a country divided between people who speak Dutch, Flemish, and French. Just as the global rise of English makes life easy for Britons or Americans, it breeds complacency among those with English as their second language. People say, "I speak English and I have no need to learn another language." He cites the European Commission, suggesting that this risk can be avoided if pupils are taught English as a third tongue. Adapted from The Economist, September 2007.